was often the last thing that was thought about, or it wasn't completely thought out in even some feature films that get made, and certainly in a lot of the scripts that we were reading. When I worked for Disney Animation, and we were adapting fairy tales, this was often the situation. They would take the fairy tale, which is very skeletal and doesn't talk about character or inner growth or development of psychology very much at all, and do a direct transcription almost of that fairy tale, and do a good job of laying out the plot, the outer activities and challenges and dangers and jeopardy that the hero had to go through, but did not do such a good job on those inner journeys. And it sort of came into my head when I was writing notes on one of these, and I think it was Aladdin. It just kind of came into my mind as a statement. Every journey, every story should have both an inner problem and an outer problem, an inner journey and an outer journey. And this element was not being addressed as well as it should be. So I began thinking, and I see that Michael as well was independently thinking about these things. And when we put our heads together about what kind of seminar we might do in tandem, this was one of the things that we both felt was important to emphasize.